Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Master Slave Husband Wife, An Epic Journey from Slavery to Freedom by Ilian Wu, is a work of narrative nonfiction and historical biography about Ellen and William Craft, an enslaved married couple who escaped from Georgia in 1848 through an unusually daring act of disguise. Ellen, light-skinned and able to pass as white, traveled as a disabled white gentleman, while William posed as her enslaved attendant. Their route took them openly across more than Hedian miles by train, carriage, and steamboat toward the Free States. Wu reconstructs this episode not only as an escape story, but also as a study of slavery, race, gender, class, law, marriage, and abolitionist politics in antebellum America. The book follows the Crafts beyond the initial flight, including their public abolitionist role, renewed danger after the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, exile in England, and later return to the United States. It is both a suspenseful biography and a broader examination of American freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the escape depended on exploiting visible codes of race, class, gender, and disability. The central episode of the book is the Crafts' OD-48 escape from Macon, Georgia, and Wu treats it as more than a dramatic trick. The plan worked because Ellen and William understood how deeply antebellum society relied on visual assumptions. Ellen could pass as white, but that alone was not sufficient. She also had to appear male, affluent, ill, and socially entitled enough to discourage scrutiny. Her bandaged face, green spectacles, sling, and presentation as a gentleman seeking medical care helped explain why she might avoid conversation, handwriting, or ordinary public interaction. William, meanwhile, had to perform the role that white observers expected from an enslaved attendant, deferential, useful, and socially subordinate. The disguise therefore exposed a paradox of slavery. A system obsessed with racial classification could be manipulated through its own habits of seeing. Wu shows that the Crafts were not simply hiding in darkness, they were hiding in public. Their success depended on reading social power precisely and turning its rituals against itself. Secondly, marriage becomes a framework for mutual self-emancipation rather than a private backdrop. Wu places the relationship between Ellen and William Craft at the center of the narrative, but not in a sentimental or decorative way. Their marriage mattered because slavery denied stable family life, legal personhood, and secure domestic bonds to enslaved people. The escape was therefore a joint political act as well as a personal one. William contributed knowledge of travel systems, public spaces, and practical logistics. Ellen accepted the greater immediate risk of inhabiting the master role, where any hesitation, voice, or written demand could expose them. Their plan required trust under conditions designed to make trust fragile. The title itself points to the layered identities they were forced to perform master and slave in public, husband and wife in truth. By emphasizing their partnership, Wu challenges escape narratives that focus on solitary heroism. The Crafts' pursuit of freedom was shared, negotiated, and interdependent. Their love was not separate from politics. It was one of the human capacities that slavery tried to control and that their journey asserted. Thirdly, the journey reveals how slavery operated through ordinary travel, commerce, and paperwork. One of the strengths of Wu narrative is its attention to the practical systems that made both escape and capture possible. The Crafts traveled by public routes rather than remote paths, using trains, steamboats, hotels, ticket offices, and waiting rooms. These spaces were not neutral. They were shaped by racial etiquette, documentation, surveillance, and the expectation that white travelers could command service, while black travelers could be questioned or controlled. The tension of the journey came from this interaction between ordinary infrastructure and extraordinary danger. Every clerk, passenger, military officer, or acquaintance could become a threat if they noticed an inconsistency. At the same time, the very scale of commercial movement created openings. The speed and impersonality of modern transportation allowed the Crafts to move faster than local knowledge could follow. Wu uses this to show that slavery was not confined to plantations. It was embedded in markets, hotels, railways, law, and public manners. Freedom required navigating the full machinery of American society. Fourthly, public fame turned the Crafts' escape into abolitionist evidence and political theater. After reaching the North, Ellen and William Craft did not simply disappear into private safety. Their story circulated through newspapers, lecture halls, and abolitionist networks, making them visible figures in the anti-slavery movement. Wu shows how their escape became a form of evidence against pro-slavery ideology. The Crafts could stand before audiences as living refutations of the claim that enslaved people were content, dependent, or incapable of strategic intelligence. Their presence alongside prominent abolitionists, such as Frederick Douglass and William Wells Brown, connected their personal history to a larger political campaign. Yet fame also created vulnerability. Public recognition could inspire support, but it could also make them easier targets for enslavers, agents, and hostile authorities. Wu is attentive to this double edge. The same public sphere that gave the crafts a platform could expose them to renewed danger. Their celebrity demonstrates how abolitionism depended on testimony, performance, print culture, and moral spectacle, while also showing the risks borne by formerly enslaved people who became symbols in a national conflict. Lastly, the Fugitive Slave Act transformed freedom in the North into a precarious condition. The book extends beyond the initial escape because the crafts story did not end with arrival in a free state. The Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 made the North far less secure by strengthening mechanisms for the capture and return of people who had escaped slavery. Wu uses this legal shift to show that freedom in the United States was conditional, contested, and vulnerable to federal power. The crafts became targets not because their escape failed, but because the law allowed slavery to reach across state lines. Their flight to England was therefore not a retreat from history, but another stage in the struggle over sovereignty, citizenship, and human rights. Abroad, they entered transatlantic abolitionist circles and gained a different vantage point on the United States. Their later return after the Civil War and during Reconstruction adds another layer, showing how emancipation did not erase the long consequences of enslavement. Wu presents freedom as a process requiring movement, advocacy, legal change, and continuing resistance. In conclusion, Master Slave Husband Wife is especially well suited for readers of American history, African American history, abolitionist biography, and narrative nonfiction that combines archival research with strong dramatic structure. It offers intellectual benefits beyond learning the facts of a famous escape. Readers gain a clearer understanding of how slavery functioned through law, mobility, family separation, racial classification, and public performance. The book also helps explain why self-emancipation was not merely a physical departure from bondage, but a sustained challenge to the political and moral order of the United States, compared with many books about slavery and abolition. Wu's work stands out because of its tight focus on one couple while still connecting their lives to national and transatlantic developments. The crafts story contains suspense, but the book does not rely only on drama. Its distinctive value lies in showing how a single journey can illuminate the mechanics of race, gender, class, citizenship, and resistance. Readers who appreciate carefully researched history with human immediacy will find it particularly rewarding. It is also useful for those seeking a more complex view of freedom, one that includes ingenuity, partnership, public activism, legal vulnerability, exile, and return. The result is a biography that feels intimate without losing historical scale. If you would like to support Eileen Wu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.